When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Yo, yo, yo. What it is. Welcome to another bonus episode of the Staller podcast. That's how I talk now.
That's fine.
I talk like a 90s rapper.
Cool.
How are you?
Not bad, actually.
Good, man. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Cheers.
No worries.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you want to ask about me? I'm good as well.
Are you all right, yeah?
I'm good as well, yeah.
Owen, how are you?
Very well.
Very well.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm a bit delirious.
In what sense?
Just finished up a recording there for another episode of Stala, but it was a weird one.
Yeah.
It was.
It was mad. You always are.
Put a lot of energy into that one.
Fair play to you.
More energy than I thought I would have had to bring in today. So, kick us off there with some questions.
What have we got in the question box? I've got a question for you, so keep it true.
James from LA.
Oh,
how are you doing, James?
James Beckett.
Is still there.
James Beckett from Los Angeles.
He says, Joe, my last name is Beckett.
Yes.
He says, so as far as being bullied with the name for your son, he's giving you advice here. He says he always had jokes with anything related to a bucket.
Mm. Oh, you don't want that one.
Mm.
Yeah. I've been calling him Bexter. Or kind of like...
Bex?
Yeah, kind of Bex. Which is kind of like Rebecca as well. But yeah, definitely Bucket is definitely... sounds like Bucket. Yeah, which is...
Bucket McGuckin. Not good.
McGuckin.
That's an everlasting one. That stick.
Ki. The second half of Beckett is ki. So it's another... which is kind of cool. But that's a weird one.
That's like people calling him Ren.
Ren?
Who calling who Ren? Calling
you.
Joe Ren?
You.
Oh, me Ren?
The second
half,
you know.
That's not bad, that.
It's a cool name, innit?
I don't mind that now.
I'm going to call you Ren from there.
Ren. Kylo Ren. Wong.
Wong. Vom, 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 vom. Does that sound like a...
You need to be told.
Yeah. It's a lightsaber, in case you need to be told.
James wants to know.
Who's James?
James from LA.
Ah, I'm thinking Beckett, sorry.
James Beckett.
JB.
James Beckett from Los Angeles.
JB
is the opposite of my son's initials. My son's initials is unfortunately BJ.
There's no unfortunate Beckett John.
Well, it stands for, it's like blowjob.
Oh, that's going to stick.
Yeah.
Between Bucket and BJ. Oh.
It's not.
A few choices.
Yeah. Tis a course. A blessing and a course. It's a talking point.
Would you rather know every detail of the JFK assassination or if aliens are real?
Second one.
Only the second one if they are real. I'd be very... Yeah. I like the whole...
Because then they're like,
Yeah.
And they're like, what? But there's like a definite... reasoning behind JFK that no one knows.
Yeah,
I'd stick with aliens. I'd like to know.
What if the answer was no, there's no aliens?
I'd say, well, thanks for clarifying that. Now I can just like stop making conspiracy content online.
But would that not freak you out that the whole of the universe, we're the only things alive inside it, and the universe, as you know, is overwhelmingly
large,
hollow,
and big and large, and we're the only that wouldn't make me feel. Imagine being the only person left on Earth. Now imagine being the only person left in the universe. That would not be nice. I want to believe that there's aliens because, well, I'd fucking scare you if I not.
I think there is. I think that would come back as a definite yes. But like, did he show you or something? Did you say, yeah, they're real? And then that's it. Like, I'd like to see evidence as well.
I think it's just knowledge, but you know it's the truth. It's like an almighty power comes down and says, what would you like to know? What happened to JFK or if there's aliens or not?
Well, with the JFK one, they're going to say Lee Harvey Oswald shot him.
Ooh. Ooh. Darren Conway, that wasn't your final conclusion on the JFK specials.
Actually, it was.
You were like, oh yeah, yeah, sorry. I was like, Lee Harvey Oswald is a conspiracy. No, but so you'd rather know the aliens then?
Oh yeah.
I'd rather know the JFK assassination.
Okay. I'm going to give you one we had for the Talking Bollocks bonus episode last week.
Don't want it.
No, not the bonus episode, the 200th episode. And I thought it would suit you too. Would you like, well, it's a would you rather live as you are now? So no change. So basically, on offer to you here is, would you like for all of your dreams to come true?
Okay.
But the catch here is, this means all. So all your good dreams, they come true, but so do all of your nightmares and your just generally very strange dreams.
I wouldn't like that now.
So none of your dreams come true.
What's the next one? Oh, is that just it?
Oh, well, yeah. Do you want your dreams come true?
I don't. Do you want to hear something sad?
Go on.
I don't really have dreams.
You have dreams about flying and all. You're playing for Man United.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like ambitions.
No,
like ambitious dreams.
Mental, I don't know.
Oh, I think he meant like your dreams and aspirations, yeah?
Yeah. No.
Didn't have any?
No. He means your dreams.
Your sleeping dreams.
Sleeping dreams, yeah.
I wouldn't like
a good dream. Like, so say if you had a good dream about flying, that comes true. If you had a good dream about not flying and having
a falling feet and all that,
that's a bad dream. So if you say yeah to it, both of them are coming true, like, I'd say no.
Yeah, none of them. Like, I had nightmares about E.T. fucking chasing me up the tower in me flats and all. I wasn't like that. Imagine that came true. Imagine you knew E.T. was waiting for you outside of this door.
I had nightmares about people telling me I'm not funny in shopping centres.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Wouldn't like that.
Ugh.
Or I'd just lie and just not say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Or me. Or me.
Yeah. I'd be happy to keep my dreams in my head.
Even the good ones, though.
Yeah.
You know when you dream like you're rich?
But then you have to pick the bad ones. And some of them are pretty fucking dark.
The dark ones are darker than the good ones are. Good.
I think we might have had something similar to this before, but it's from Mark. He wants to know, you have to put one of these on everything you eat from now on. Chocolate spread or ketchup? Which are you choosing?
Chocolate spread.
On everything?
So chocolate, steak, chocolate rashers, chocolate sausages.
I think that would be gorgeous. I think that would be really nice. I don't think there's anything that you can put chocolate on that it wouldn't improve.
Steak.
I mean, I'd rather... Imagine putting tomato ketchup on a steak.
I would already.
Oh, fuck off, you wouldn't.
On the side?
On a fillet steak.
Chips.
Ah, fuck off. What about your cornflakes?
Imagine putting ketchup
in your bacon.
I don't eat cereal.
Crisps.
Yeah.
Ketchup on your crisps.
Not loads of it, like a bit.
Do you remember?
I don't actually do that, but like if I had a... I wouldn't... Well, chocolate and crisps is nice. Chocolate
and everything is nice.
Eat chocolate and then have packed crisps afterwards.
Popcorn you go to the fucking cinema just to buy the popcorn and bring it home. Imagine squirting ketchup all over that.
I ruin it.
Now, a little bit of chocolate wouldn't be too bad.
It would not be fine, actually.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I'd probably just go with chocolate because I do like ketchup. Ketchup's probably my favourite sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Nah.
No, ketchup is shy.
Barbecue sauce, Grant.
Taco sauce.
Nah.
Southwest sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah?
I feel like that's only nice on a Subway, though. Like, if you put that on the side with chips, I'd be like, nah, needs the Subway stuff.
Sweet chili sauce.
Nice stuff.
I think ketchup is the worst sauce of all sauces.
The classic. It's the classic.
It's the worst. Like, every sauce is better. Every sauce is better.
That's a hot take.
I can't think of one sauce that's not as nice as ketchup.
Salad.
It's not nicer than ketchup.
Salad cream.
Salad cream.
That under ketchup.
I'd write, that's basically mayonnaise, no?
Yeah, I think it's a bit different, isn't it?
Mayonnaise and cream.
Mm.
And salad in a blender.
Right, I have another food themed one for you.
I thought we're not allowed to talk about food.
Yeah, I know, but the questions weren't bad. So, you were about talking recently about how the ham is the perfect snack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, roll up. So 4 in the morning, in the gob. See you later.
Exactly. So Dean wants to know, how many pieces of ham could you eat in a minute?
The whole packet, easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 2 tin, like, you just fucking...
He's not asking how much of the packet could you eat. You have an unlimited supply of ham right in front of you. You have 60 seconds. How many slices are you getting through?
Over 100.
Two a second?
In a minute?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even chew them.
That's 10 packets.
I wouldn't really, would you, actually? Probably, I'd say probably 3 packets.
30?
I'd say two packets. 20, because you could take one packet and roll her up into one big, and you could eat that in 30 seconds.
It's the chewing time is like, as you lose moisture in your mouth,
that's
when it's going to get tricky.
Mm.
Slow down rapidly.
I'd say if you rolled up 10, a pack of 10 at once, you could eat that in 3 bites, 10 seconds each bite, 30 seconds per pack, 2 packets.
If you just do them individually and just go, you'd eat them quick, like. I think you'd eat them quicker without putting them all together and chewing them.
You should put it to the test.
Yeah, have you had any ham?
Yeah, you could get some.
Do you have any ham with you now?
No, not me.
Did you not bring any?
I thought you were bringing some.
No.
I have a slice in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I normally bring a slice, but I didn't today.
Yeah. Yeah, we can have a good old-fashioned eating contest.
I'm not going to be eating ham and saying if I can have 30 slices or not. Like, there's no way. I can do it. Like,
would you, if I supply the ham, will you see which one of you two can eat more ham in a minute?
No.
Only a minute out of your day.
Oh, no, that's really shit content.
I didn't say it was for content.
Just for here. Just for you. Yeah. Like, yeah. So you.
All right.
Well, yeah. Probably. We'll have that as our lunch.
Seeing as we're on the topic of wasting your time, here's one in the opposite direction from Annie. She says, if you were granted an extra hour in every day, but you had to use it productively, what would you do?
Can I choose not to take it? Leave it as it is? Can she keep it? I don't want that hour. Like, I'd sleep, get an extra lie in the morning.
Sleep is probably one of those grey areas. Yeah, probably. If you're not, yeah.
Maybe, like,
I think the spirit of the question is you have to be doing something.
Maybe an extra hour to play a few games of FIFA.
That's, no. You got to be doing something, learning something.
You're learning how to play FIFA better.
You wouldn't.
Is the gym, would you need more time? Would you need more time to go to gym?
That would be allowed.
But is an hour enough time? Like, is half an hour in the gym long enough?
I think so.
No?
Probably not.
45 minutes probably will be long enough.
Fucking hell, that's too long. It's too long.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Go boy, quick.
And you have to get ready for it. Then you have to get home. You have to wash yourself.
It takes
you dress
longer
yourself
to get ready and go there and back than it does to be in there.
Use this hour.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I did get the hour and if going to the gym was an option, probably that.
I mean, to go there, you live across the road from a gym.
I know, but I don't have the time to go. I mean, I do, but I end up sleeping through that time.
Earlier today, it probably won't make the edit, in fairness, for Wednesday's episode, but your alarm went off at 10 to 4.
Yeah, end of the day.
Yeah.
PM.
And you're a man who sets alarms because you take naps that often in the afternoon.
It's not that.
You told us last time when your alarms were going off in the afternoon.
I don't even know what it's for. I think it's more just to tell me that the day is nearly done. Like, get going, do something. If I haven't been doing something, it's just like a be productive hour. Like, get going.
None of these scream to me a man who is overworked.
I have to go get, like, I have to pick up Ollie and stuff before 5:30. And it's just like, wake up. Yeah, it's kind of like wake up. I don't know what it's for. I put it on yesterday because Ollie's going to fucking jiu-jitsu now. So jiu-jitsu starts at 4:15 on Mondays and Wednesdays. So he's got to fucking go to that now, which is fucking ridiculous. I went to the first one and it's like 5 kids. He's only 6, like, you know what I mean? So like 5 kids lying down shoulder to shoulder and like that, just taking turns rolling on each other. Rolling across each other, and you're just like, Ollie was like, that hurt me. Like, the whole idea is that they feel pressure on themselves and they get used to that. But it's like, what is this? What are we fucking doing? He's only six, like.
Where is me money going?
Yeah.
Well, we learned to play the piano. Maybe you wanted to do that.
Yeah, I did. I learned how.
You can get better at it.
I love it. I feel like an hour is not enough time to do anything of great significance, though.
But that's because you want it all now. An hour a day playing piano, you'd be, in a year's time, I imagine you'd be a great piano player.
Do you think so?
An hour a day?
Yeah.
Nah. No way. You'd need 2 hours.
It's a start. Are you doing anything with your hour?
A few games.
That doesn't count. Right, you still have 24 hours in your day.
Sound.
Happy days.
If you have any questions, send them in to stall@goloudnow.com and I will look at them, see if they're good, and then read them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sounded like Kirsty's home videos there. If you have any funny videos, send them into Kirsty's home videos at kirsty@homevideos.com.
At Goloud.
At Goloud.
Kirsty's home videos at goloudnow.com.
She should give her a podcast.
Sure.
What's she doing now? Oh, she's a Sky Sports News presenter.
What's her name?
Kirsty Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
Hang on then.
Yeah. I sent in a video of me dad falling into a lake before.
Oh, she is, yeah.
Of, Kirsty's home videos, and it never got shown because they'd say, oh, we'll give you €250 for a video. Me bollocks is people getting €250 for that. Never got the tape back and it never got shown and I never got €250 and the tape was gone and it was a prized memory of mine.
Do you think you still got it?
I sent it to Kirsty's own videos and I never got it back.
Oh, yeah.
And I never had a copy of it. It's years ago, And even the Jackass tapes, we had loads of fucking clips burned onto a Jackass tape and we sent it into Kirsty's own videos or You've Been Framed or something, thinking maybe they'd show it. Never did. And then we never seen those videos again.
And they're supposed to send them back?
Yeah.
God knows where they are now.
Send it into P.O. Box. Remember P.O. Box?
Yeah. The Donnybrook at Dublin 4.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll see you then, Roy. And if I don't see you, mind yourself.
I can have me kind of bueno.
Yeah. I'm going to Jake's.